Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Oh, hush up, you big fiffy.
Thanks for coming in, dude. Was it just because of the shooting this week that you came in early?
It's just an act of randomness.
An act of randomness. Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Okay, well, let's take care of a little business and get out of the way. Our sponsor this half hour will be Grapevine Market in South Lyon. 248-437... Boy, I can't even get that straight. 248-437...
My randomness confused you.
Confusing myself. 106 Lafayette Street in South Lyon, Michigan. If you're looking to stock up for the holidays on liquor, they have the lowest prices in South Lyon. And as far as I've seen, the lowest prices anywhere in that area, Whitmore Lake, Brighton, whatever. So make sure you're heading to the Grapevine Market in South Lyon. They also have some of the best pizza I've ever had. So get down there. They got Stromboli's, pizzas, the whole nine yards. It's a great little market. Grapevine Market, South Lyon. Okay, so terror attack. Huge. You know, you and I were talking a little of the conspiracy nonsense. I'm going to start right there because you know what? I was a little amazed when I went to bed that night and they said they had three terrorists. They'd been saying three terrorists all morning, all afternoon long, and two dead, one in custody. And I wake up in the morning and they're just saying it's a man and his wife are the terrorists. They're both dead and it's all over with. And I thought, well, there was a name and I saw a tweet and actually retweeted a tweet of Tayyip bin Erdogan, I think. I think I sent you a copy of it, right? And then they said the next morning, oh, it was a hoax. This name just came out of nowhere. And
he just happened to be running through backyards, jumping fences, being chased by a policeman, and suddenly now he's not a factor?
Yeah, and the helicopter's doing the whole nine yards. Did someone not get out of the car and run away or not? I feel a little odd. You know, I hate to be the conspiracy guy, but it's still bothering me 3 days, 4 days, 4 days later. I don't get it. What could have happened?
Yeah, it's very, very odd, very unusual, unexplained phenomenon.
Unexplained. Well, I guess I'm wrong, you know, but it bothers me that, you know what, if she was from Saudi Arabia, even though they said she was carrying a Pakistani passport, does it seem to you like maybe this guy got taken for a ride? They saw him coming and said, hey, here's this guy that wants to become a jihadist maybe, or maybe we can convert him. Let's set him up with a wife who's the professional jihadist.
It gives a whole new meaning to being PW'd. If that's the case. You know, to me, the motivation is almost irrelevant. The fact is these dirtbags did what they did. And it touches on much deeper issues that we have in this country as to, for example, how a woman from Pakistan living in Saudi Arabia can just come into this country unvetted just because she's supposedly married to this clown. To me, I don't care if you're an American citizen or not. But especially, I'm just going to say it, especially if you're a Muslim, if you go traveling around Saudi Arabia and make a little pit stop in Pakistan, you need to be checked out really closely and maybe automatically put on a terror watch list until, I don't know, maybe until forever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's face it.
Unless you're military or government official, what the hell are you doing going traveling around Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. How can we talk about 10, 20, 200,000 Muslims coming from Syria or the Middle East and talking about, oh, we can vet them properly. Really? Did you vet this lady? She passed a DHS screening to get into this country and immediately radicalized, if he wasn't already radicalized, her husband. And that was this year. So in less than a year, she got her husband prepped and pipe bombs made and guns ready and went in and killed 14 Americans.
Yeah, well, we don't know if she radicalized him or if she just fed the fire. Maybe he was online doing some things to become radicalized. Or maybe he was radicalized in his heart all along and just, you know, now it's come out. But, again, that addresses another deeper issue in this country. The Syrian refugees now that is in the headlines. Okay, let's say in theory Every single Syrian refugee coming into this country or coming into Europe, but let's just stick with this country, they had no interest in jihad. They had no interest in radical Islam. They had no interest in violence whatsoever. How can you guarantee me that isn't going to change the minute they cash their first check from the U.S. government as they're being settled?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be radicalized after you get here. Your children can be radicalized after they're born. I mean, you don't have to be radicalized before you get here. You can be radicalized after you get here, or your kids or their kids. That's an issue. And the other thing that you never hear being addressed in the media whatsoever, again, let's go in the theoretical context here. Let's say you're a secular Muslim, if you will, Syrian. You know, your origin is Islamic, but you're very secular in your heart, your behavior, your thinking, okay? Aren't you at the very least going to have a little bit of an attitude against the United States to begin with because we support Israel?
Probably.
And you're thinking the Golan Heights is ours, and the only reason we can't get it back is because the great Satan is supporting Israel? Isn't that also going to affect your mindset? And maybe you have the mindset of, I want to get the hell out of this war-torn area, and yeah, I'll come to the America because they're a bunch of fools, and I'll take their money, I'll take a house, I'll take education and medical services and loans for a business and coaching on my resume, and Governor Snyder's my best friend in the whole world, until he's not.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as you and I were talking off-air, you know,
business as usual.
It's business as usual.
With Governor Rick Snyder and Lutheran Social Services.
Yeah.
And bring him in.
And follow the money. Because, you know, as we said earlier, isn't that the Judas effect there? If Lutherans and Catholic organizations are bringing in Syrian refugees who are Muslims and they're doing it for money, maybe they're using this, we're trying to help people.
It's Christianity.
Really? I bet you there's some money involved when the Lutherans and these Catholic services are just jacking people in here and taking the money off the top to get them squared away here somewhere in the state. You know what I mean?
At the very best, they're useful idiots, you know, thinking, oh, no, you know, they're people just like we're people. We need to help because that's the Christian way. They want the money, like you're saying, and maybe even some of them, I don't know, maybe worse. I'm not even going to just come out and say it, you know.
Yeah.
But you talk about a fifth column. You've got the Obama administration, and again, you know, this guy's going to be in office for another 13 months. The elections are 11 months away. I think he's going to be in for, a two-month transition period, roughly. I mean, every hour this guy is in office now feels like a lifetime. We're being undermined from within with Obama empowering our enemies.
Yeah, it does. It feels absolutely terrible. And as
politically
bad as,
correcting us to death.
Yeah, as bad as this attack was, I think what bothers me even more is the fact that the media and the liberals and their reaction to it. I mean, for them to I went between MSNBC, CNN, and Fox and watch, and I'm on Twitter and Facebook at the same time getting information. And nobody want to say the name? You know, I knew
Well, then
the
you
name.
Automatically know. Then
I knew
you know.
The name hours before they actually met it because it was all over the internet, but nobody would say it.
Well, before you even saw anything on the internet, the fact that they're not given a name or any indication, right away you know it's an Islamic attack. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what else could it be because they're being so hush-hush Pete, which is code for PC, about it. And, you know, oftentimes, too, local news-wise, when it's a robbery of a liquor store, kind of a crime, you hear the suspect is 5'10" and was wearing a beige jacket
and a hijab.
Well, no,
no. Yeah, they won't.
But basically, they won't give the race, which is the real indicator of a key descriptive factor as to who you might be looking for if you want to report, you know, a suspicious character that just committed a crime to the police. So they don't give you that key information. And right away, you've got to assume it was a black person.
Yeah.
You know, because if it's a white person, they come right out and say it.
It's a blonde,
a white male, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the crazy.
What kind of a country? What are we living in?
We're living in a PC Alice in Wonderland. And let's start with,
like Matt Clark said, it's getting people killed.
Yeah.
You know?
It's that progressive wet dream world is what we're talking about.
Now, will there be a backlash? So a guy like Trump a guy like Trump or someone that comes in and is just trying to smash that whole PC mindset.
Right.
You know, and whether you like Trump or not, or you think he's crazy, he's a real deal, you know, you might end up with him because of the extreme PC BS that we're currently forced to live under.
Right. Well, let's listen to a little of this PC nonsense from MSNBC. This is Joe Scarborough, the air quote Republican or conservative on MSNBC. Derek, you got that first track ready? All right, let's listen to Joe. This is Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talking to Tim Kaine, of all people.
Malik.
Malik? Yes. All right, let's play that.
Tim, Senator, morning after, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, we've just been seeing this too many times, Joe. I was a governor during the shooting at Virginia Tech in 2007, and I think what these latest incidents in Colorado and now California raises two questions. One, are we mature enough as a country to look in the mirror and say we have a gun problem? You know, a 12-step program starts with you got to acknowledge you have a problem. Are we mature enough to acknowledge that? And second, for those of us here, are we willing to stop being bystanders? Because Congress has been a bystander to all this, and there's always that voice that comes out and says, oh, this particular fix wouldn't have done anything about it, so let's do nothing.
Yeah.
And that bystander voice is a voice of evil. Shooters are evil. The people who stand by and do nothing.
Standing by the Second Amendment makes us evil.
Problems, that's a voice of evil, too.
Well, as Eugene said, the common denominator is guns. I could look at Virginia Tech and say, that's a mental health issue. I could look at Sandy Hook and say, that's a mental health issue.
It's not.
But you look at Planned Parenthood, perhaps it was a mental health issue. It might have been political. You look at what happened yesterday, quite likely political. The common denominator is whether people are politically motivated.
Here's where I will say, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off there, where I will say there needs to be a quick fix change is if you're on the terror watch list, you can legally go buy a gun. I know you can probably get a gun anyway, you know, illegally. I get that. But you shouldn't make it that much easier to go buy one legally if you're on a terror watch list and you can't get on a plane, but you can go buy a machine gun.
Yeah, and there's a list of 500,000 people, I think, right now that have tried to buy guns and were turned down. Those people should be prosecuted, and yet they won't do it. Because if you don't prosecute them, what happens to them? They probably end up buying on the street anyways. Put them in jail. If you're not supposed to have a gun and you attempt to buy a gun, you should go to jail.
Yeah, it's like if you're underage going into a liquor store and trying to buy cigarettes or beer.
Right. Let's take a quick call from Ken. Ken, welcome to the show. You want to talk about Syrian refugees?
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify something. I want you and your audience to understand those who call themselves Lutherans that want to bring in these Syrian refugees are not true Lutherans. I identify myself as a Orthodox Lutheran. I subscribe to the teachings of the Lutheran churches. It's written in the Book of Concord, which was printed in 1580, true Orthodox Lutheran. And we understand the true threat of Islam. We've been fighting these people for last 500 years. And I just want to clarify for your audience that those Lutherans that want to bring in these Syrians are not true Lutherans. They're extremely liberal. They belong to the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, which is extremely liberal. They don't follow true Lutheran teaching. And I just want to clarify.
But here's the thing, Ken. They're calling themselves Lutherans, and they're hiding behind the whole Christianity thing of, you know, helping your fellow man and being useful idiots.
Well, yes, they are. And I just want to clarify for you and your audience, these people are truly not Lutheran. They use the name Lutheran, but they are not following the true teachings of Lutheranism.
Okay, well, great, Ken. I learned something today. I thought all Lutherans were the same. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, but they would probably argue, no, we are true Lutherans. Yeah. So then the debate goes on forever.
Well, in order to identify a true Lutheran, there again, the Book of Concord, which was put in print in 1580, this is the true teachings of Lutheranism. And these people who want to bring in these Syrian refugees are not following the teachings of Book of Concord.
Okay, well, that's good. That's
I understand Ken's point. Ken's offended by these people doing what he's at least politically against.
Well, I'm offended by them, too, because you know what? They're putting us all at risk when they do this. And I want the Catholics to do the same thing. You know what? Unless they're vetted properly, who do you call in Syria to do a background check on somebody? Somebody call in and tell me, who do I call to do a background check?
What they argue on their website is that these people go through 2 years.
To understand, people like myself, true Lutherans following the Book of Concord, we've been able to identify that these true devout followers of Islam are our enemy. They've been trying to kill us for the last, 1,400 years.
Yeah.
And so people like me, we're aware of this.
Okay. Well, great, Ken. I appreciate it. We got
a bunch of calls
coming in. Appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to Joe from Wyandotte on line two. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, I kind of agree with Ken. They're not true Christians. They're liberals. I just saw the movie The Letters yesterday, all about Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Teresa and her missionaries believe you help the poor where they are. She helped the poor. These are pretend Christians who want to stay in their cozy homes and bring the poor to them and give them a government check so they can pretend that they care about them.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Joe. Was it a good movie?
I enjoyed it. It was very informational. But to be honest, it was kind of slow and boring. It's worth seeing, but, you know, as docudramas kind of are, they're a little boring.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, here's an interesting fact about Mother Teresa now. I have friends who are Albanian Muslims, and they're not the same as the little Middle Eastern Muslims that you get. They do not abide by all the same rules. You can call them reformist or whatever. But many Albanian Muslims worship Mother Teresa, which is very strange. They'll have pictures in their homes of Mother Teresa and stuff. So there is a difference. You can't paint everybody with a big, broad brush.
Right,
I don't
exactly.
Want to be the guy saying
no, but that. What you can't do is bring in tens of thousands, or in Europe's case, millions, and say they're vetted and they're all great people.
Yeah, there is no vetting process going on.
Because all it takes is one or two or eight to create total murder and mayhem, and you're going to have, like in Europe, 3 million over the next couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, please.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call.
Take care.
Take care. And let's take.
This is kind of a false argument, saying, "Well, those are real Christians, and the others are real Christians."
Yeah, I didn't want to get into
that. You know, the fact is, you got Catholics, you got Lutherans. They're calling themselves Lutherans. You got all these different what they consider themselves to be Christian groups, because under the guise of help your fellow man and all that stuff is a big part of Christianity.
Yeah.
Is it not? But in a practical, real world. I mean, let's not be idiots
and
get ourselves killed over it.
Let's take a call from Jenny on line
three. And affect all of us, you know, whether you're a Christian or not. Why should you be at risk because of a small group that calls themselves Christians?
Right. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Good to have you back. Jenny,
hey, Jenny.
What's going on? Say hi to Brandon. Brandon snuck in today, too.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, I said, hey, gentlemen.
Who walked in? I mean.
Yeah, right. Anyway, okay. Well, my point, I'm going to make 2 points quick. My point about this Christian thing, some people are just soft touches and some people are just stupid.
Yeah, and the ones that are trying to bring
them
in are the stupid, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll agree with you on that, Jenny.
Okay, so whatever, you know, it's a moot point whether they're Christians or not, because other people who aren't are doing the same thing.
Yeah, let me cut you off, Jenny, right now, because this is my mindset on this. You can call yourself a Christian, and maybe you are, maybe you aren't, and you're doing everything per this book or that book. But the thing is, if you want to bring these people here, and that's your just hell-bent, pun intended, I guess, mission to bring these people here, you know what? If you're a Christian, then why don't you go over there? You go over there and you help these people. And if you can make it back here, you know, with your head still intact, then all the power to you. But
that's
don't
right.
subject the rest of us to, you know, your beliefs of putting us at risk of death and destruction.
Yeah, and you don't have to go any farther than downtown Detroit. If you want to be helping people, downtown Detroit, downtown Pontiac,
Ypsilanti.
Downtown Flint, Ypsilanti. There are places to help. There are Americans right now that need help.
Absolutely.
And why are we going over there to help people when we've got Americans who are unemployed and starving?
There's a VA hospital right up the street. People can go volunteer there. And I've said
that's
this, you know, how ironic would it be, and it probably is not out of the question, that you could have a veteran in need here that's not getting squat from the government. And these the government and Lutheran, Catholic, all these different groups are bringing in Syrian refugees that this very same veteran may have fought against when he was deployed overseas.
Yeah.
That's right. That just stabs us in the back.
Yeah, I mean, never in my life have I been so disgusted and filled with contempt for the way the situation is.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and I'm in my 50s.
My other point is this. I have a question. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. All these shootings that we've seen in the last many years, I can only think of a couple of them that weren't done by radical Muslims.
Well, the last one, the Planned Parenthood guy, was just a mental case.
No, that wasn't.
And then Adam Lanza was just another mental case.
Right, he was just a messed up person.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were.
Oh, yeah, we've had the Fort Hood, we've had the Chattanooga.
Bombers.
The Boston Bombers, absolutely. So, you know what, common sense would simply say this. Don't bring people into the country unless you're vetting them properly. And frankly, from my standpoint, when we've got millions of people unemployed here, why the heck are we still bringing more people into the country?
Yeah, and what's the percentage of people on food stamps? What is it, some 30% or some astronomical amount?
Yeah, I think it's over 40% of people are getting some kind of assistance at this point.
And you know what else makes me mad? These people come here, and we're giving them stuff, and then they go and stab us in the back and kill people.
And we're giving Pakistan billions of dollars, a year. And we must be the only power in the history of the world, a major power in the history of the world, that has gone so far out of its way to undermine itself on every level, almost out of existence.
Right.
I mean, we're trying so hard to kill ourselves through stupidity, political correctness, unintended consequences, you name it. I can't think of another country besides a handful in Europe that are as stupid as we are.
Right.
Exactly. I know. It just makes you sick, doesn't it?
It does. Sure does.
Well, thanks for the call, Jenny. Appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, Jenny.
Take care. All right, let's grab a call. Let's see if we can get Mike in, or Ed from Ypsilanti on line one. Ed, welcome to the show. Make it quick, Ed. We're running out of time.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I just want to make an observation. It's not a slam or anything. But it's funny that Ken was talking about, well, you know, not all Lutherans are Christians. And at the same time, I'm thinking, you know, not all Islamists are radicalized Islamist terrorists. You know, I know some. I trust them. I know people who served with them. They're honorable, patriotic people.
Yeah, you can't brush everybody with that same brush. You just can't, or paint everybody with the same brush. Yeah, I don't want to say that either, Ed, so thanks for saying that.
Well, I had something else I wanted to point out before that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you were talking about taking away the gun rights of all no-fly zone people, and I'm thinking it should be the exact opposite. We need to make sure that the no-fly zone is more properly vetted, and so that innocent people are not caught up, which has been happening famously to some people. Steve Hayes was one, the journalist. You know,
I said
we have due process.
Ed, I said if you're on a terror watch list. Now, if that means you can't get on a plane, I get that, but you shouldn't be on a terror watch list and be able to go buy a gun. And if you shouldn't be on that terror watch list, you're right. Then it needs to be fixed.
Well,
but you shouldn't just en masse.
Documented and due process.
You shouldn't en masse say you can go buy a gun while you're on this terror watch list and start screaming about gun rights.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Let me ask this too, because this brings up a question. They said these two did not buy these two long guns, the AR-15s. Where's the guy that gave them to them or sold them to them?
Oh yeah, no. They act like he's clean.
Yeah. So I haven't heard the name. Is he not been arrested? Has he not been held for questioning?
Well, it sounds like what we call a shadow purchase. You know,
straw purchase.
You're not allowed to buy a gun for somebody else. I don't get that. And in California, of all places.
Yeah. But
these two shooters, they did buy some of the guns that they had in their possession, right?
But the two rifles, I thought they said
that could be
were bought by somebody else. So
that could be.
Again, we're not getting information. Maybe it's just too soon. I don't know.
But yeah. Now
it
I'm not.
Seems fishy to me.
Yeah, and I'm not stupid enough to think that you can't go get a gun illegally if you can't get one legally.
Right.
I get that, but the idea that you can just go, I'm on a terror watch list, but hey, sell me my gun, you SOB, because otherwise I'm going to sue you.
Right, exactly. Well, we'll talk about suing on the way back. Ed, thanks for the call. We'll see you all on the other side.
Hi, this is Joe Gannon, the appliance doctor. On behalf of all the folks who call me on Saturday morning, the residents of the marketplace who say, hey, we've got a problem, well, I just want to say a Merry Christmas to all of you out there on behalf of all these folks, and a happy and a prosperous New Year. It's a great time of the year to be friendly with family and friends.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Investigators are checking leads into the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, blamed on Saeed Farouk and his wife, Tashin Malik.
One of them is the chance that this couple actually was tied or at least contacted two different radical groups in the Middle East, one of them based in Somalia.
Fox's Adam Housley.
The other pretty good lead right now they're trying to follow happens to be with a certain mosque in Pakistan that Tashin might have been a member of, a mosque that's known for being very radical, and actually members of that mosque helped plan attacks in Pakistan and in Afghanistan in the past. They also believe the money trail leads outside the country. That's what they, at this hour, are still following.
Police in Neenah, Wisconsin, say they're monitoring a high-risk situation. At least one person shot, taken to a hospital there. Mayor saying suspects have been barricaded in a basement. Businesses and residents in the area evacuated. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Right to Life of Livingston County is sponsoring three contests for local teens and young adults. In all three contests, oratory, essay, and infographic design, participants must present original material about any pro-life issue, such as abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, embryonic stem cell research, or cloning. Oratory and essay contests must be in grades 9 through 12. Speeches must be 5 to 7 minutes in length, and essays must be between 800 and 1,200 words. There are two age divisions for the infographic contest, ages 13 through 17 and 18 through 22. There will be cash prizes awarded. To learn more about registration and submission dates, visit righttolifelivingston.org. Rolling Thunder, Inc., Chapter 5, Michigan, cordially invites you to their 2016 All-You-Can-Eat Spaghetti Dinner fundraising. It'll take place on Saturday, February 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. And note, you can order your spaghetti sauce with or without meat. Adults $8, seniors $6, and kids $4. It'll take place at the Livingston Masonic Lodge, number 76, 210 Mann Street in Pinckney. There will be live entertainment, a raffle, 50-50 drawings, all proceeds to help veterans. For more information, call 248-505-5953.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com. Or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. Today in the studio with me, Brandon Drake.
Hey, you know what, Gary, on the bright side of all this?
Gun sales are up.
Rand, Ron, and Alex Jones can probably sleep easy thinking, you know what? Go ahead and issue the warrant.
Oh, you're talking about Loretta Lynch, you mean?
Let's check them. Well, they're always screaming about, you know, you can't do anything, and, you know, where's the warrant?
Yeah,
you know, well, there you go. I want to let you get into, you know, I'm going to address my philosophy that everyone seems to disagree with me on about the NSA.
All right, we'll get into that.
You know, maybe preventing some of this.
Well, let's
get at the
into,
risk of violating the Constitution.
Yeah, let's get into talking about violating the Constitution. Here's a little more disturbing reaction to this whole shooting from Loretta Lynch, who is the new attorney general, following up Eric Holder. And Derek, you have track two ready. Let's listen to Loretta Lynch talking about not the Muslims who are killing us, or jihadist terrorists who are killing us. She's talking about those of us who may be talking about jihadist terrorists.
Why don't you just put a stake in our heart and just kill us all right now?
Go ahead and play it, Derek.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch, speaking in the aftermath of the San Bernardino shootings, says anyone speaking what she calls anti-Muslim rhetoric will be investigated and possibly charged with a hate crime.
Now, obviously, this is a country that is based on free speech.
That's the priority?
When it edges towards violence, when we see the potential for someone lifting that mantle of anti-Muslim rhetoric, or, as we saw after 9/11, violence directed at individuals who may not even be Muslims, but may be perceived to be Muslims. And they will suffer just as well, just as much. When we
just
see
well.
That, we will take action. That I think we have, yes, we have charged 225 defendants with hate crimes offenses over the last 6 years, most of those in the last 3 years. Since 9/11, we've had over 1,000 investigations into acts of anti-Muslim hatred, including rhetoric and bigoted actions, with over 45 prosecutions arising out of that. I think, sadly, that number is going to continue. I think it's important, however, that as we again talk about the importance of free speech, we make it clear that actions predicated on violent talk are not America. They are not who we are, they're not what we do, and they will be prosecuted. So I want that message to be clear also.
One neighbor of the assailants say she saw suspicious activity at their apartment but didn't report it for fear of not being politically correct.
And why should she? Obviously, Loretta Lynch, if you'd spent more time looking for terrorists instead of prosecuting people who may offend you in some fashion or another, maybe you would have caught these people.
Wow, what a waste of breath hearing that woman talk. What a waste of oxygen, I should say.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick call from Mike in Ann Arbor. He's been waiting patiently. Mike, good to hear from you.
Mike. Hey,
Loretta Lynch, I hate you. You want to come and arrest me, sweetie?
There you go.
I hate your face. I hate your looks. I hate your sex. You stink. You need deodorant. How about Wash taking a bath once in a while?
Oh, Mike.
How about those hairy legs?
Oh, yeah, those hairy legs. How about you shave them, baby? How about the hair on your back? Shave that. Okay? You want to know where I live? Hey, you know, can I speak? Is the First Amendment still there?
It is while we're here anyway.
Mike,
hey,
the First Amendment does exist as long as you're a Muslim preaching against America.
Allah Akbar. Okay, so, okay, all right.
Now you're protected.
You know, let me ask you a question. You know, how many Muslims has she prosecuted for hating whites, for hating Americans, for hating Christians? How many has she prosecuted? Zero. We can't even get that piece of garbage that went down to Fort Hood and murdered American soldiers. We can't even get him prosecuted. That guy should have been hung a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Excuse me?
Yeah. How long did they call that workplace violence?
Oh, please, 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 please. You know, lady, hey, we pay your salary, sweetheart. You know, you're there to protect the Constitution and abide by the Constitution. You know, can I say something? She wants to prosecute people for hate speech. She better have a ton of jails open in this country. She better open the Florida and Texas and make them all prisons, because everybody in this country is finally, I think the people, hopefully the people are going to see the light of day and start saying exactly what they feel. And this is one of the reasons why you see a guy like Donald Trump getting a lot of action from people who are sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of it.
You know, Mike, will our health hold out for the next 13 months while this administration is in power? I mean, the frustration that I feel, I think it's just killing me from the... Maybe that's their strategy. You know, they're going to kill us that way.
Well, look at what's happening. People are losing their minds all over this country. This junta... And by the way, there is one guy that put this guy's piece of this slug's name out there within an hour after the assault and the murder of the people out there, and that was Michael Savage.
Yep, and I was listening too.
At 4:12 in the afternoon, he named it, and I said, and he also said something, and I hope people start calling this administration what it is. It's a junta. It's a junta. We don't have a government anymore. We have a one-man junta in Washington, D.C. And I would love to be put into a cage one-on-one with that piece of garbage in the White House.
Cage
I
match.
I would tear him apart. Okay, did you hear that now, Loretta, baby? Do you want to come after me? I'm here.
Well, thanks, Mike. I'm glad you were able to vent a little bit with us today.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Mother Teresa was of Albanian ancestry. She was born in Bosnia, and she converted to Catholicism. So that's one of the reasons why the Albanian people love her so much. And you are correct. The Albanian Muslims and the Bosnian Muslims are totally, totally different. And I know a lot of them, and they are good people. But the garbage that comes out of the Middle East, Vladimir Putin, nuke it.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks, Mike, for venting with us today.
Can you imagine Vladimir Putin being politically correct, the culture that we have? Can you imagine him putting up with that?
Oh, no.
Him even buying into it whatsoever in his country?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Paul in Plymouth, who wants to bring a name that probably going to ring a little bell. It's a little George Soros he wants to talk about. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, I hate to drop this bomb on you guys on Saturday, but I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to George Soros, certainly not the media, but George Soros has just purchased our two biggest coal companies in the United States.
Yeah, you've been reading the Daily Drift, have you, Mike? Because I put that on the Daily Drift about a week ago, I think.
I keep track of it in different sources, that's really troubling, and how he wants to sell this coal to China.
Yeah.
We're not going to sell it to Americans.
Yeah, that's the hypocrisy of George Soros, man. He does everything to get, you know, the industry ruined by financing Obama's EPA and everything else, and then turns around
and buys it on
the cheap.
Yeah,
buys it on the cheap, and now he's going to sell all our coal to China or whoever.
He's like Montgomery Burns on The Simpsons.
Hey, I've got another point I'd like to make, and, you know, all this Muslim stuff that's going on right now and our president not uttering the word Islam or the terror we're going to face in this country, we allowed this president to be elected. And under the Constitution, in our articles of the Constitution, it says, for our own protections, a person who was not born in this country or has dual citizenship should not be allowed to be president. Our forefathers, for this reason, was to protect our country from being infiltrated. And it's my belief that this man has infiltrated the White House. If we go back and truly follow the steps, this man came from Indonesia. He went to a radical Islamic school called a madrasis. You cannot be a student in Indonesia unless you're a dual citizen. How did we let this happen? This man has infiltrated our White House, and this is being literally carried out step by step.
Yeah,
because we're a nation of largely idiots.
Yes, that's exactly right. I'm with you, Paul. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing. I live in Plymouth here, and I'm really troubled by they're trying to build a mosque here right now. We don't have any Islamic people here. I'm sure we have a few.
Build and they will come
here around the community, but they're literally trying to build a humongous mosque over at Sheldon and Five Mile Road.
Yeah, what are they going to call it, a cultural center or something like that? Oh, we're just reaching out.
Yeah, and follow the money. I mean, is Saudi money involved? Gee, I wonder.
Yeah.
It is. It is. The Saudis are going to finance it. And places like St. John's and their Catholic bishops over there, who are just a few blocks away, as well as our community leaders, are saying, hey, this is great for multiculturalism.
Yeah.
Wonderful thing to have in our community.
Yeah, well, multiculturalism is not working. And you can take a look at Germany, France, Sweden, Norway, and Finland and see that it's not working.
You know,
it's bad for your company.
Oh, absolutely.
Culture.
At the very least, you know what? We should go back at the Saudis and say, for every dollar you spend in this country trying to build a mosque, actually building a mosque, which you do, you're going to allow us to build a church.
Yes.
And you're going to protect it, and we're going to protect it, because we know your crazy people will try to blow it up and burn it down. But we're going to build churches, McDonald's, with sausage McMuffins coming out of your wazoo in the drive-thru in Riyadh and Mecca.
Yep.
And so for every dollar you spend building something like that here, we're going to come right back and spend the exact same amount in your country. And, of course, the Saudis say, oh, no, you can't do that. And we say, all right, then you can't do that here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I would be up for that.
And how could that be wrong?
That's exactly right. Because you know what? You're not allowed to have a Christian church in Saudi Arabia, and yet they can come over here and build as many mosques as they want.
And we allow it. And that, again, that goes back to the political correctness and how we're destroying ourselves from within, because it ranges from being so stupid to maybe the conspiracy theory, you know, conspiracies of that they want destruction of our country, those that actually live here.
Yeah.
And are a part of our society.
Exactly. What else you got, Paul? Anything else?
No, you know, thanks for checking that video out. I wish a few weeks back about what's going on in Germany and Austria and most of Europe. My family's from Germany, and I have family still there that are very troubled at what's going on.
Yeah, you might want to go over and take a vacation while it's still there, because 20 years or 10 years from now, it may not be Germany anymore, you know? So that's a shame.
Hey, thanks for the good show.
All right, you take care, Paul.
Take care.
All right, so let's get into...
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to say, and I know I'll stir up a you-know-what storm with this, but you know I'm a strong believer in empowering the NSA, not handcuffing it, not tying its hands. And if I have to pick my poison, I'm going to pick the government to try to protect me rather than putting us at risk out of the calls of all this freedom, allowing, you know, the San Bernardino-type people to exist and carry on. But I wonder this. I know there's been I'm not an expert on it, but I know there's been recent curtailments of the NSA. And I wonder if we had not curtailed them and maybe even empowered them, if there would have been a chance of catching or getting some information or a thread on these people because of their you know, social media, looking at radical websites, that type of thing. Communications, travel.
Did we curtail anything? I didn't think we'd done anything to curtail.
I remember that was just a constant drumbeat several months. Time goes by so fast I can't keep track. But, you know, and the undermining of the Patriot Act and all these other things that, you know, the top CIA officials and stuff warned us that, you know what, you're putting us at risk. And I get it, we're not going to stop every terror attack. And I know we should focus on the mosques. And I know all that. But if there's, this is my opinion, if there's a 1% chance of catching people like this, I'm for it.
Right. But here's the problem. I don't recall that they've actually undone anything. But here's the problem. Those same people who want the NSA and want to be able to go after all that information, they turn around on the other back of their hand and they say, but we don't want to profile mosques and we don't want to profile.
I get that, and I'm against that.
Let's, for crying out loud, let's start profiling people.
I agree.
If you're being killed by people from a hate-preaching mosque, profile that mosque and everybody in it.
Profile, target, discriminate, whatever you want to call it. You go after it because, you know what, you're using some common sense.
Yes.
I get it. But my point is, I always hear, it's like the chicken and the egg. I always hear this, you got to have the evidence, then you can get the warrant, then you can do your thing. But how are you going to get the evidence in today's world in a social media, internet, you know, communication, instant communication, unless you allow an agency like the NSA to do its thing and do their sweeps? And I know there's risk of abuse. I get that. But in today's world, I'm willing to take some of that risk. And I know there's people out there right now just screaming at me, you know, opposed to what I'm saying. But I'm a strong national security person, and I'm going to put my faith, even though I know the government can be corrupt and all that business, and they might look at my Facebook, and they might look at my Twitter, and they might look at whatever, and I'm this innocent guy who's a patriot. I'm willing to accept that.
Right. Well, I'm assuming, because I do what I do with the Daily Drift, I am always putting in those code words, jihad, Muslim, ISIS, whatever. I'm sure somewhere my IP address is locked into the NSA vault somewhere.
I wonder anymore.
Probably looked at it already and said, it's just a right-wing nut conservative, don't worry about him, you know what I mean? Or maybe they are worrying about me, I don't know.
Yeah.
But at that same point, they're not looking at the mosque that this dude, Saeed Farouk, went to.
They're not
looking at the Boston Bombers mosque. And why aren't they? If they took all the information and looked at those mosques and listen to them and maybe eavesdrop on them, you probably would have caught the Boston Bombers.
Yeah.
And you're right.
I'm
for that. This dude.
I'm for that.
Yes.
But also, there's a lot of others out there that you might catch that aren't so suspicious. What's the word I'm looking for?
But it's right. I mean, they know.
Conspicuous. Yeah. There's others that may not be so conspicuous that you might catch.
But even the ones that are conspicuous, we know that we have like 14 jihadi training camps right here in the United States. How are they allowed to exist?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it just goes on and on and on.
Why are we allowing ourselves to be killed because we're too weak or politically correct to actually shut down a mosque that preaches hate or to shut down a jihadi training camp? I don't care what the Constitution says. You're not protecting people. If they're not a citizen of the United States, number one, they don't have any rights.
And I agree. And hopefully, this laundry list of common sense violations out of the name of political correctness, hopefully a guy like Donald Trump or somebody like Ted Cruz, somebody will say, you know what, enough's enough, and they will just tell everyone that opposes them on this stuff of closing these things down that you're talking about,
right.
Training camps, and
right.
Tell them just to go to hell and sue me and impeach me, whatever, but I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Right.
That's what we need.
Yeah, exactly. Let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, hello, guys.
Hey.
Man, I tell you what, your callers today, man, are phenomenal. I mean, I don't know what to say now after what you guys talking about.
It's been a raucous show. Well, we're probably deep on the list for Loretta Lynch after today's show.
God, we can only hope. Then we know we're doing something right if we're on her list.
So, Walter, I got to ask you, who, as of right now, who's your top pick and your second pick for the GOP nomination?
My top pick, I waver back and forth, but I would say I like the boldness and the straightforwardness and hellfire brimstone truth coming from Donald Trump. But I think the safest one, the best one, is Ted Cruz.
Okay. So you and I are on the same boat. You and I are on the same boat. I love it, and I think a lot of it is a spite vote. The American public is so pissed off.
Yeah, it's a backlash.
At the GOP and the Democrats that they're saying, the hell with all of you, I'm going for Trump, and I'll take whatever rudeness, brashness, inconsistencies that he has, because you know what? He's saying what I feel right now.
Yes.
And we'll have to wait and see how Iowa and New Hampshire comes out. But I think the people are so mad, and why the rest of the GOP and the establishment GOP is not picking up on this is beyond me. Shame on the GOP and Reince Priebus and the rest of them, because you know what? You aren't listening to us, the American people.
That's
right. Listen to what we're saying when we vote for Donald Trump and support Donald Trump. And if you're on Twitter and your Facebook and you see it, we're mad. It's not that we like Donald Trump that much. We like what he has to say because he's saying what we are saying, and the GOP is not listening. And that's why Donald Trump is way out front of everybody, including Ted Cruz.
So, and I'm going to tell you what, Ted Cruz is more of a softer tone, but I tell you what, man, he's a straight shooter, too. I've heard him, man, getting those moderators straight to one of those debates, man, put them in their place.
Yeah.
I'm like I said, the worst Republicans. We can't develop this attitude about, well, if I don't get so-and-so, I'm not voting for nobody. Yeah, you're going to put Hillary Doc right in office. That's how Barack Obama got in office, because you got people like the man from Livonia. I won't mention his name. Y'all know who he is. He makes his rounds calling the radio shows, and be the first person to come out with that crap talking about who he won't vote for and all that nonsense. That ain't going to cut it this time. Man, this is a real crisis situation we're in. And you better be, even if we stuck with Jed Clampett Bush, you better vote for him. Because the worst Republican is better than the best Democrat. Those people hate America. They hate God. They hate guns. They hate babies. It's time for the people straightforward Republicans start calling them clowns out. And speaking of Islam, the Muslims are some of the biggest hypocrites you've ever seen.
What an understatement.
Going to get paradise. Why aren't they rushing it? Why they got to take off running when they commit crimes? You know, you ought to be in a rush to get to your so-called paradise. And the women that wear those Ninja Turtle outfits, by the way.
Burkas and the kneecap, whatever they call
it. They are hypocrites, too, because they talk about this modesty. Oh, we believe in modesty. We don't believe in drinking. Have you ever noticed some of those Muslim women with their so-called burqa, Ninja Turtle crap on, with tight blue jeans on where you can see her butt, you can see her shape and all that? I'm like, oh, what's so modest about that? I can see your butt. I can see some parts of your body.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's funny that you should say that, Walt, because I was at Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, and I was having a cup of coffee.
You saw some burka butt.
No, I saw a lady come in, and she had the headdress. It wasn't covering her face. It was just her thing. And she had a big coat on, so obviously she was a traditional.
Did she flash you?
No. But she had the most incredibly trendy footwear, shoes on, high heels, whatever. And I'm thinking, that's kind of hypocritical, isn't it? You're trying to be a moderate, or what do they call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Trying to dress down to be moderate, I guess. And yet she had the flashiest high heels on. I'm thinking, it's a little strange, you know, but hey, who am I?
She probably just got back from a date with a Saudi prince.
Right. They're hypocrites. And I'm going to tell you what, those clerics have been coming on the news and stuff and making their little sound bites about. This does not represent us. They're first class liars, because Taqiyya is their teaching. If you can lie to protect Muslims and the faith of Muslims, you guys know about this. It's called Taqiyya.
Taqiyya, yep.
And so I don't trust none of them. They're chronic liars, just like their buddy in the White House. And by the way, he wants those Syrian refugees over here so he can continue to build his civilian army. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you, Walter, because you know what? I'm like what Paul said. I believe that Barack Obama is a Muslim. And as far as I'm concerned, until I see him come out and become an apostate, he was born to a Muslim father. He is a Muslim until he does that, and he's never done it. So he can say, if he wants to say that he's a Christian and that he was baptized or whatever, show me. Tell me.
He ain't got enough Christianity to the last amen in a service. That's how much Christianity he got, which is no Christianity at all. If he's a Christian, the devil's a Christian. Yeah. All the demons and followers. But anyway, the armament, the police, you guys, I know, I'm surprised I haven't heard any talk show person mention that. The latest with Barack Obama taking away the military equipment from the police department.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought that was a tad odd as well. I mean,
well, for a while there, everyone was screaming that the police were becoming militarized, you know, and they're going to, like, go and crush all of us, and, you know, so I was never against the police becoming militarized because, you know, I could foresee the need for it. With the firepower that's out there among crazy people.
Yeah, and Tuesday showed
it. He wants his Muslim buddies to blow us up. I'm going to tell you, that man don't want us alive. He wants us dead. I know it's kind of straightforward, but it's time for somebody to start saying it. And he don't care for the police department. He's catering to the blacks and stand, you know, hands up, don't shoot crap, some rioters and all that kind of stuff. And by the way, when we looked there, when I was watching this stuff carry out on my TV in California there with those two terrorists, that's what those policemen had to protect themselves, military stuff.
Yeah, they needed those Bearcats, and they needed them badly.
Do you guys remember in Los Angeles, this was in the mid-90s, I believe, and there was two bank robbers that were just all armored up, and they went in there and robbed some bank, and they came out, and they weren't afraid of the police, because the police had demilitarized, if you will, to such a degree because of the Rodney King riots. They had basically disarmed themselves. These two guys knew it, and they were in, like, Serbian armor or something like a surplus that they got.
And they
were so arrogant, like they were invincible, that they stood their ground. Like, I guess at one point they could have tried to escape and maybe have gotten away. And they looked at each other and said, screw that, we're going to stand and fight.
Yeah.
And they took out a lot of police officers because of the stupidity and political correctness after the Rodney King riots that the police disarmed themselves.
Yep, exactly. Well, Walt, thanks for the phone call. We'll talk to you again next week. Brandon, thanks for coming in.
Hey, my pleasure.
And until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and stay informed and be careful out there. Take care.